The other day, you drew me a picture, your floor plan of the house you live in.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you if you would draw one of the house you live in now.
This one?
Yes, sir. And what you call the rooms in here.
Well, I don't think that's under. But this is the living room?
I'll draw it as you see.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir. And then this is the living room.
We call it like the part of the living and the dining room there.
Yes, sir.
And then, we have a room over there, a back room over there. And then we have a bedroom back that way. And then we have a small room there for the washing machine and dryer. We have a washing machine and dryer too, and a freezer. Then there's the kitchen. So we got the kitchen, and then we have a small hall there. And we have two back bedrooms there.
Now, how do you tell the difference in these bedrooms? Do you call them different things?
No, just the bedrooms, that's all.
Where do you sleep?
I sleep one room there.
Well, do you say that's your bedroom or something?
My bedroom, yes, I just on the back of the head there.
Well, how would you tell the difference in that bedroom and this bedroom?
Well, this is south bedroom, and that one is northwest bedroom.
What about the other one?
Well, they are there.
And the other one, do you call it?
Well, just a bedroom over there.
So you don't call it?
No, we don't have any name for those. Just bedrooms, that's all.
What do you have? There's another room that you probably have, at least one of, where you wash your face.
Oh yeah, we have the toilet, yes. It's back this, that way, to there with that bedroom.
Tell me about the kitchen. How is the kitchen in this house different from the kitchen in the house you lived in as a child?
Well, I couldn't tell you about the difference, because now we have the butane gas, stove butane gas, we have the refrigerator, we have the sink where they wipe the dishes. And it's a big difference now from what we had in those days. We don't have those things, as I said, before 1920 or anything.
Well, what about things like eat? Like, how do you think about the kitchen?
It's a little different, because we have now a lot of vegetables. We have carrots, and we have lettuce, and we have some other vegetables, tomatoes and onions. We used to have tomatoes and onions in those days, too. They used to raise little onions on some of the farms. Little tomatoes, too.
So cooking sounds different.
Not very much.
Well, do you spend as much time in the kitchen now as you did when you were a child, or more time, or what?
No, just about the same.
Do you eat in the kitchen?
Yes, it's a big room there, the kitchen. Sometimes we eat it there. But unless we have a special guest over here, then we come over here.
Well, so if you were just sitting around with your wife, where do you sit?
On the front.
You sit here?
Yeah.
Well, if you had another room that you might be just like another living room that you would save just to entertain guests, like your dining room is, you know, you're just a guest, what would you call that room?
I don't know how they call it, because we don't have any other room here in my house. I just have this living room, the dining, the kitchen, and the bedrooms. That's all.
Oh, yes.